And we'll be back at 9. Lawrence Holmes, straight ahead on The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
You had to shut down summer camp for the Nationals because you aren't getting the results back from Utah fast enough to let people know whether or not their test came back positive. But if you're not turning the test around fast enough, the test itself almost does you no good.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Hi, I'm Andy Puddicombe, the host of a brand new podcast called Radio Headspace. I'd love it if you could join me to start the day in a different way. Whether you like to think of it as a thought for the day, a moment of pause, or some time to reflect, and a reminder that no matter what's going on in our lives, there's comfort to be found in coming together for just a few minutes every weekday morning. You can listen and subscribe to Radio Headspace for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Summer is here, and sometimes so are summer storms. Remember, Chicago's weather station is News Radio 105.9 FM. WBBM's meteorologists keep you prepared. Plus, live interactive radar at WBBMNewsRadio.com.
Gear up for all your favorite teams and sports with Radio.com. The biggest sports stations in America talk about the NFL, MLB, NHL, and NBA. Get updates on when games will start and how your team stacks up. Find Jim Rome, Tiki and Tierney, and more of the top personalities in sports on CBS Sports Radio. And you'll love Radio.com sports originals like Mike's On with Francesa, Swings and Misses, and You Better You Bet, with the best bets on the biggest matchups every weekday. Gear up with all the shows and podcasts on Radio.com or the Radio.com app.
The Bulls' Kobe White.
Hey, Chicago, if you haven't noticed, we aren't playing right now, and you shouldn't be either. As much as you want to see us play, and as much as we want to play for you, we need your help to get back on the court. Please do your part to help slow COVID-19 down. Please follow all local health advisories, stay home, and help save lives.
The Score is here for you. We're always live and local. Just tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score from radio.com. The Score is helping Chicago stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stayconnected.
Opinions about sports, everybody's got them. Mike Francesa's opinions, they're pretty strong.
Sometimes, folks, I watch these games, I wonder where the coaches leave their brains.
If it's happening in sports, Mike's got an opinion on it.
It's only been going on at baseball for 70 years.
Catch Mike's On with Francesa. Weekdays from 5 to 6:30 p.m. Eastern on the free radio.com app. Just search Mike.
Let's be honest. This is protect my image, throw somebody else to the alligators before they eat me.
Mike's On. Radio.com. Radio.com Sports presents You Better You Bet.
Hey everybody, it's Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet, and we are back talking sports gambling every weekday in podcast form. It's wagertainment on the PGA Tour, UFC, soccer, NASCAR, and getting you set for the returns of pro and college football, the NBA, NHL, and beyond, helping to put money in your wallet. Subscribe to You Better You Bet on the Radio.com app or wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
You Better You Bet, a Radio.com Sports original.
670 The Score is the official radio home of Cubs baseball. Listen to all 60 games of the 2020 season here.
It's got a chance! It's a grand slam!
Live from the Hyundai Studios, this is 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station.
Herbie, lots of news. Let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
Here's what happened with Houston. The safety of our players and staff remains our top priority at the Astros. The team is still awaiting results from COVID-19 tests taken on Friday. Due to the delay in receiving these results, coupled with the contagious nature of the virus, we felt it was prudent to cancel today's workouts at Minute Maid Park in the University of Houston. Players and staff continue to participate fully in the screening and testing protocols while we await results. Despite these delays over the holiday weekend, we're optimistic that this process will be ironed out and that we'll be back on the field and ready to compete for a championship soon. Close quote. MLB has got to keep their end of the bargain. And their end of the bargain was, we got this great lab in Utah, and we're going to get these results out, and it's going to be testing, testing, testing. You can test all you want. If the guys don't get the results, they can't do their job. So I applaud the Astros, which I never thought I would say in 2020. I applaud the Astros for making a smart decision, and I applaud the Nationals for saying we just can't work under these conditions.
Make me a bicycle, clown!
And unfortunately, it continues. Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes. I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. We have a bang-up show ready for you today. My cousin, Kevin, covers the Kansas City Chiefs, is going to join us at 12:20. We're going to talk about the big deal of Patrick Mahomes. I'm going to get into that a little bit later on with some good stuff from a person who put the deal together. I'll share that with you. Coming up, Nicole Auerbach, and I've said this before and I'll say it again. If you care about college sports and you're trying to figure out everything that's going on with them, you need to be following her. She's doing really incredible reporting on college athletics, talking to people, understanding how some of these dynamics work. I want to talk to her because there's a couple of big dates coming up in college sports, and one of them is tomorrow, when we might hear from the Ivy League that they're going to push football to the spring, which I think would be a good idea for everybody. But that pales in comparison to the news is out there right now with the baseball teams, which I'll get to momentarily, and Chicago soccer team. The Fire were supposed to play Nashville SC tomorrow, but that game has been postponed because 5 Nashville players have been tested positive for COVID-19, and there were 4 inconclusive tests. This has been an issue for MLS in its restart. FC Dallas was not allowed to play, and there were people around the MLS community that were concerned about Nashville's team, and it looks like that concern was valid. So, no Fire versus Nashville tomorrow. Meanwhile, over at Wrigley Field, they've had to at least delay the practice that they were supposed to have this morning. Our guy Russ Dorsey and a bunch of the other reporters, too, threw it out there. This is what Russ tweeted. David Ross announces that the team are still waiting on some test results, so team will push back workout to later in the afternoon. This is ridiculous. The fact that they can't get this right is troubling. You can't be in this space where you're asking guys to come back and you're telling them that you have your protocols in order and then have them go out there and have tests that are going to be moot by the time their next scheduled test comes around. It's crazy. And it shouldn't be surprising by the way that Rob Manfred runs baseball. I know that I am not as smart as the average bear, but it would seem to me that perhaps there should be some sort of partnership between local medical authorities or local labs or rolling labs that one could get these tests back from instead of shipping them to Utah and then waiting for the results. There seems to be a delay in getting those tests and getting the answers that everyone needs for there to actually be baseball played. And the fact that they haven't worked through these contingencies with all the time in the world that they had to do it is disgusting. And it's dangerous to the players that are out there, the coaches that are out there, the staff that is out there right now. The fact that MLB couldn't get this right for its players is damning. And while you had your scheduled release party, and, oh, look at all these games, and look at the fact that the Cubs and the White Sox are going to play the last series of the season, none of it matters if you can't get this right. After everything that the players have been through inside this negotiation that ends up with you mandating a 60-game season, the least you could do for them is make sure that the protocols that you put in place actually work. The fact that camps have had to shut down because you're not getting the test results to players is disgusting. It's gross. And MLB should be ashamed of themselves. And that limp ass statement that they put out yesterday about this, where they're talking about how what the percentages of tests that have come back, if the percentage isn't 100, you're wrong. Don't talk to me about 95% of the tests coming back. Don't talk to me about any of it. The number needs to be 100, or else you are not keeping your players and staff safe. We all understand that we are in uncharted territory, and these are the things that people warned you about before you decided that you were going to restart and play. If you can't guarantee the testing of the players, why in the world should those players go out there and put themselves in jeopardy? That is not being a good partner. This has been a clown show from the beginning. And the endangerment issue here is huge. And I stand with any player, any manager, any staffer of a Major League Baseball team that looks and goes, I am not coming back here until this stuff is right. I don't understand how they think that this is good, that this is a good thing. David Ross was talking about this nonsense yesterday. And he
My players are asking to be tested more. I think a red flag goes off in my head, like, you know, they're right. And Chris has touched on that, of the just trying to get the frequency and find, you know, these protocols and that rhythm that we need to get in. So I would just say the frequency of the testing, and, you know, you get tested, you want to know immediately, you know, it's got to go through the process. So as fast as you can get those back, we hope that speeds up a little bit, just because, you know, it's a little bit, you're in limbo and then still going throughout your day without knowing any results yet. But, you know, that process is seems to be, they're doing the best they can so far. And I've under the assumption that things will speed up as everybody gets used to this process.
Enough. It's not good enough that guys are still waiting on tests they took last week. That they're out there naked. And instead of spending the time patting yourself on the back yesterday for getting your schedule out, perhaps there should be a more concerted effort in making sure that the product actually can happen. That you're taking care of the people who play the game. This is egregious. The danger that they are putting these players in is egregious. We all want baseball to come back. But I'll be damned if I'm going to put those guys in danger for my entertainment. With all the time that you wasted in your negotiations, knowing that your fallback was going to be this 60-game nonsense that you're throwing out there, where were the people who were putting these protocols in place? And who are the people who didn't think, well, there might be a delay in delivery because it's a holiday? Well, what happens when Labor Day comes up? The fact that there are no contingencies for these players is disgusting. The fact that Major League Baseball didn't think this process through from a local angle is disgusting. I have a colonoscopy next Friday. My yearly scope that I have because I have Crohn's disease. About a month ago, my hospital called me and said, hey, we need you to take a COVID test a couple days before your exam. And I said, okay, great. That makes sense. I want to make sure that I'm protected and the people that are going to be working on me are protected too. They're going to turn that test around in less than 2 days. They're driving places throughout this state and throughout the country that turn those tests around in minutes. And all Major League Baseball did was tell you how great it was that they took over an anti-doping lab in Utah so they could get stuff done quickly. You have not kept up your end of the bargain. And if the players walked out right now, I wouldn't have any problem with it. Get your bleep in order, Major League Baseball. Get it in order. If you need another example of the failure that Rob Manfred is, it is staring you right in the face. All right, I'm done yelling for now. It just really makes me angry. The players have been telling you for 5 days that this testing is not working. For 5 days, they've been telling you about these delays. And all they get is more delays and nonsense and a soft-ass statement from Major League Baseball yesterday. Get it right, or don't say anything at all. Back after this on The Score.
670 The Score is Chicago sports.
And for nearly three decades,
Chicago sports is
670 The Score.
Chicago's number one sports station in 1992. And still number one today. A radio.com sports station.
This is Andrew Bogish with a Radio.com Sports Minute. I have to hand it to the NHL once again. Their path back onto the ice remains fairly seamless. Hockey was the first league to announce its plans to restart a season. Their testing system hasn't had the embarrassing mistakes that baseball is currently dealing with. And now the league and players have apparently solved the biggest off-ice issue facing them, the one that could have led to some of the ugliness we saw from baseball. A new six-year CBA is in place, pending final approval from both sides. It addresses the major hurdles coming down the road because of lost revenues right now. I'm not saying players should be overjoyed with a flat salary cap and higher escrow payments for a few years, but we should be relieved that these major issues have been addressed without the hint of lockouts or strikes, no out-of-touch owners or outspoken players. I'm Andrew Bogish.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So, traffic has been crazy lately, right? And rush hour? Forget it. Nobody wants to let you merge onto the highway. But hey, somebody let you merge or you wouldn't be there, so... Drivers who switch to Progressive could save big!
Okay, you win. We can.